All right, here we go. Happy Monday to you. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. Let me tell you about the Drive at 5. Stories driving the news every single day at 5. It's all brought to you by ServiceMaster Greater Pittsburgh. Go ahead and demand that yellow van. That's a long way off from right now. Nonetheless, we will get there. We got a whole lot going on today. I'll talk to our very own Tamara Rush in just a little bit, about a half hour from now, as she was at the mayor's sort of farewell address, I guess. State of the Union, State of the City. In the city. Yeah, he was talking about that today, so Tamara was there. And rather than play a bunch of clips, why not talk to the person who was there? So there is that. Oh, lesson learned. If you're getting to be an old man like me, don't try to lift weights with 25-year-olds or else you end up sitting on a heating pad at work like I'm doing right now. If you're checking us out on the video, which is fantastic, on the YouTube page and all that, you may notice a protrusion on my backside, and that's a heating pad that I'm sitting on that I'm jostling around between my butt and my backside because it's like that old Toby Keith song, you try to be as good as you once was, but you're good once as you ever was, or something like that, and then you end up wrenching your back because you try to deadlift a truck, and you're not equipped to do that when you're almost 50. So that's where we are. Anyway, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Dave McCormick had something to say a little bit earlier on KDK Radio, and it went like this.
Sadly, I think a lot of things had to happen first. I think the Democrats wanted to get through the Tuesday elections. They wanted to show their resistance to President Trump, and they wanted to see these healthcare premiums go up. And now we're at a point where we can hopefully move forward. But I think it's the pain that Americans are feeling that has been the pressure point, and it just shouldn't have to be that way.
Ooh, so we're winding down. The government is going to be back open. He projects that it'll be by the end of the week. But he made a pretty healthy accusation right there, as did some other Republicans, right? And it is this, that they will agree to, essentially, get the government back open, and the agreement is exactly the same one that was on the table 40 days ago, is what Senator McCormick said a little bit earlier on KDK Radio. That said, how does this hit you? At 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Is it fair to say that part of the Democratic maneuvering, part of their plan, part of all of that, the motivation, was holding out through Election Day and saying, hey, you know what? The reason we're out right now, the reason this country's a mess, the reason you ain't getting paid, the reason things are poor, the reason this, that, and the other thing, look who's in office. Tell them to get it fixed. And then magically, not long after this all, well, Election Day stuff happens, and the Republicans got absolutely positively smashed last Tuesday, then it's time to play ball. And you think playing ball is going to, well, include something vastly different than what happened at the very beginning of all of this government shutdown stuff. But Senator McCormick, if what he says is accurate, and I don't know if there's reason to doubt him, he's been pretty much a straight shooter, and he doesn't just speak on party lines. Well, if what he says is accurate, it's this. Part of, maybe a big part, of the motivation has been, well, to use it as a tool to win elections, or at least give them the boost, the Democrats, that they needed. If people are playing politics like that, and if people are saying things like that and doing things like that and acting like that, then what our governor said in terms of who is keeping people from eating, it's probably just the exact opposite. But I know this at 866-391-1020. People are just tired of the politics with this. People are tired of not being paid. People who justly qualify for them are tired of their SNAP benefits not being fulfilled. And people are tired of the lies, or the truth, who knows, on both sides. You know why? Because we don't deserve it as a country. But that's a pretty healthy accusation. And it was said right here on KDK Radio from Senator McCormick, who says, if in fact it's true that the same deal was on the table 40 days ago, which is one that they will agree to in the next 24, 48 hours, the only thing that truly changed was getting on the other side of Election Day. Because here's the deal. If you're the Democrats and the deal doesn't change, what would make you cave now? That eight people crossed party lines? That eight people went against you? No, because here's the other proof. And I want to talk about this. They have sold out, the Democrats have. They have bastardized. They have, that's probably the wrong word, but they have made a mockery of, they have put a scarlet letter on a man like John Fetterman. And it's been interesting to see that evolution. John Fetterman tweeted not too long ago, after 40 days as a consistent voice against shutting our government down, I voted yes for the 15th time to reopen, in all caps. I'm sorry to our military, SNAP recipients, government workers, and Capitol Police who haven't been paid in weeks. It should have never come to this. This was a failure. And that is the second part of it here at 866-391-1020. There have been little bits and pieces and have been little spans of time where maybe John Fetterman has enticed people on the other side and they've gone, wow, maybe this guy isn't as bad as advertised. And there have been bits and pieces and maybe times where people on the Democratic side have said, man, is this guy selling our party out? But through all of this, the last 40 days, John Fetterman has been a consistent voice against his party. It started as one, and now it's up to eight. But he has been that constant. He has been that person. He has been that guy. He has been that one man who has said, I won't stand for it. Now, take me through this. What did you think of John Fetterman a year or 2 years ago? And what do you think of him now? Has that opinion from you changed? I'd like to talk about that to get the show going today, if for just a little bit, at 866-391-1020. If you're a Republican, do you fully trust John Fetterman? If you are a Democrat, have you sold him down the river and said, he's done, he's finished, or maybe he's the one who sold us down the river? Or is it different? Do you now look at John Fetterman and he's simply doing what he said he was going to do? And that's represent all, in all caps, Pennsylvanians, because he said it a bunch of times. And do you respect him for that? As an independent, that's where I sit. I respect him for looking at every single thing that comes in front of him, looking at it independently and saying, this is where I stand on it, and not necessarily adhering to one party line or the other. If you look at his voting history, he still votes very Democratic. Very, very much so. But he does stand up for things that he doesn't believe in the Democratic Party. Not only speaks out against them, but votes against them too. Where did you see Fetterman a couple years ago, and where do you see him now? I'd like to talk about that too, to get going. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. Your call's next right here, KDK. Here we are, 866-391-1020, NASCO Roof and Instant Access to all our shows, just a click away. Email us, instantaccess@kdkradio.com. So there's that. 866-391-1020 is that number. That's 866-391-1020. Text here, Matt in Penn Hills. I think Fetterman is party line Democrats' worst nightmare because he's not afraid to go against the herd and vote differently. You're right about that. He says a lot more than he votes, but he has been voting differently. In this one, of course, he along now with eight people. But it's interesting to see. And for me, not the bigger story, but one of the stories most certainly is how the people who most supported him in the infancy of his political career have now totally done a 180 and flipped on the guy. And now they can't talk bad enough about him every single chance that they get. It is a study in how married to partisan politics we are in this country and how essentially sickening it is. This is a guy who, again, he came out and he said 40 days, consistent voice against shutting our government down, and he voted yes for the 15th time to reopen it. And what he'll have and what he has had are many Democrats who smash him on social media and all the forums, on Reddit, on everywhere else. And it just doesn't seem, it doesn't seem right. Senator McCormick said this earlier.
We're going to open up the government and then get a vote over the next couple of weeks on some variation of an extension on the health care subsidies, which is what the Democrats were saying they wanted all along. So it's just a complete waste of time, and I'm sorry that Pennsylvanians have had to suffer through this. I hope the end's in sight.
Yeah, I think everybody does. And he said that not too long ago. I don't know, when was it, Thursday or Friday on my show? He apologized up and down and said it's a failure on both sides. 866-391-1020 is that number. Let's talk this for just a little bit. We'll talk to Tamira Rush in just a little bit. She was down at City Hall today as Mayor Ganey had an interesting news gathering. He wanted to talk about the State of the Union or the State of the City as he's outgoing in just, well, just over a month or so, month and a half or so. Again, 866-391-1020 for Dave and Rankin. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Colin, how are you? How was your weekend?
Well, wonderful. It was great. Doing well. How about you?
It was good. It was good. It started out great and then went downhill a little bit, but every weekend can't be like stellar, so hopefully next weekend will be better. But talking about Fetterman, yeah, I used to think he was a yo-yo. I didn't particularly like the job he did as, was it lieutenant governor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't think he did much at that job. I seen him riding around in his Jeep a lot around my neighborhood and close by neighborhoods. But I thought his stroke negatively affected him a little bit cognitively. But lately, yeah, he's turned a corner. I think he's gained a little more respect from me. We need a difference maker. We need more than one, that's for sure. But he's being that guy. And I hope it's for genuine purposes, you know, not just to be looked at as different or the alternative.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point, and I thank you for your call. And to kind of bounce off that is this. I've thought about that some, but I don't know what the ulterior motive on Fetterman would be. You know, there are people, he's already ruined his, and not in a bad way, but I think he's ruined his status with one party, with some people on the far left, and frankly, he doesn't care. So, and there are other people who will never accept him in the Republican Party. So I don't think by doing this, he's going to gain votes if he has bigger aspirations. And I don't think he can be president of the United States. I do think what Dave touched on is something that would negate him, one of the things that would negate him from a true presidential run. People are going to have a hard time voting for, putting up for president, somebody that cognitively at that age, relatively young age, had a serious incident. I think they would. But that's why I look at it and I say, okay, you take the ulterior motives out of it, and I don't think he has any. I think he just wants to do right by the people who elected him and the people who he represents, whether they're Democrats, Republicans, or whatever the heck. But I look at him and sending this tweet out today. He has gotten to the point where He says whatever he wants. He says how he feels. And I feel we're way past the point of he does it to try to make people mad. He does it because it's what he feels is brutal honesty. And in these last 40 days, there have been people who we've needed, a lot more of them, like this. Kevin's in Plum. Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Good. I'm doing very well. I'm a one click to the right Reagan Republican, and I looked at Fetterman when, you know, with the antics, with the clothes and that, it's kind of an embarrassment because I have family nationwide and they were laughing at us. But he has come to be a Joe Lieberman type of Democrat, you know, and he's refreshing. And if I have to switch parties, if they mount a significant primary person against him, I'll switch to a registered Democrat and vote for him. He is a breath of fresh air.
Hmm.
If we had 70 of him in Congress, what a country we would have.
Yeah, I'm with you just about on all. I'm not in a party, and I'm not planning on being in one, and it disallows me in Pennsylvania to vote in the primaries, and that's just the price you pay. I am with you on a lot, though, and especially this, Kevin. I wish when he went to nice banquets and stuff, he'd throw on a jacket and a nice shirt every once in a while.
Yes, so do I, just to play with his naysayers, you know? And that's like, last night on Fox, when Trump was in the booth at a football game with that damn red tie, Donald, wear something else. I don't care if it's, I don't care what it is, Donald, but give up the red tie.
I'll tell you about that interview. By the way, I wasn't even going to bring it up till he brought it up. Jonathan Vilma, who is awful in the booth, and I mean awful in the booth, it was a million miles over his head interviewing the president of the United States of America. Well, Jonathan Vilma trying multiple times to get Trump to bite on some like 6-7 joke was some of the most cringeworthy stuff I've seen. And it was embarrassing to Fox. It was embarrassing to a national audience. It was embarrassing to watch Vilma try to extract humor when, one, he wasn't funny, and two, Trump just wasn't buying any of it. Vilma was bad. Vilma's always bad, but he was particularly bad in that instance. All right, I want to talk to Tamira Rush coming up next because she was at City Hall today, and I want to find out what happened down there rather than just, well, play a bunch of clips. The Bocce House of Pittsburgh, officially open. Find the Bocce House, RIDC Park, Alpha Drive in Fox Chapel. Make sure you get there. Grab some friends, enjoy delicious food, and pour yourself a drink at the self-pour bar system. The fun? Yep, it's in your hands. Bocce House of Pittsburgh in Fox Chapel. Great food, great drinks, and even better company. They all meet at the Bocce House. Right there, they're a super bocce course. I was just there the other night. Fantastic. Visit thebocciehouse.com for details. News, bottom of the hour, KDK. All right, here we go. Now, there was a big event down on Grant Street today. Let me welcome in, because I didn't just want to play a bunch of clips. I wanted to speak to somebody who was there, our very own Tamira Rush.
Yes, yes.
Hi, Tamira.
Hey, how are you?
I heard you. I saw you perk up. I didn't hear you. I saw you perk up when Larry said, let's talk about the snow tomorrow. You're the biggest fan of snow that there is.
Listen, that's the worst part of my life, driving in it. But anyway,
I know.
Digress.
You like perked up. You go, snow, I ain't about that.
I'm thinking about a lie that I could tell PJ. I'm running like 30 minutes late tomorrow because there's snow in the forecast. I'm just kidding.
Well,
anyway.
Yeah, you were on Grand Street today.
I was.
So what was happening down there?
The Mayor Gainey delivered his final State of the City address to City Council, and it was a task at hand. I mean, it was a jam-packed house.
Mm-hmm.
Jam-packed with, of course, his supporters that were there, past and present. People who worked for under the administration were in attendance. It was just challenging for reporters. There were nowhere for us to be. Some reporters were sitting on the floor.
Oh, man.
They told us we couldn't sit in a specific area because the area was for,
dignitaries.
I guess that's what you call them. It's like, are you kidding me? That was the most frustrating time of my life today. I felt like I was in timeout for an hour and 30 minutes.
Oh, man.
Because it was supposed to start at 10 o'clock. It didn't get underway till like 10:20-ish, somewhere mm-hmm. around there. So, you know, we're standing around trying to figure it out. And we have, you know, police officers who are in City Council. You know, you can't stand there. You can't stand here. And it's like, we're waiting. We're trying to figure all of this out. We want to get pictures. You call for media to attend and we're here.
All right.
But I digress.
You got there. Oh, yeah. Get it out. Let me ask you if one person was there before we get in. Was Corey O'Connor there?
I did not see Corey O'Connor.
I think it's been, you know what I will say, and
it wasn't a place for
this.
Corey O'Connor, I would say.
Right, but I did notice those two got together in Chambers last week. They took a nice photo.
Nice
photo,
shook hands.
I think that's gone a long way since it was very bitter during the primary.
But listen, primaries are that. Elections mm-hmm. are that. We know that. We've seen it over the years. Corey O'Connor and Mayor Gainey, I don't think that there was any ill will between the two of them prior to the election anyway. Corey doesn't, you know, give off that kind of animosity, and neither does Ed Gainey. So I think it was a true testament of who Ed Gainey is, Mayor Gainey is, in that time. It, you know, people are, you know, looking around and wondering, you know, what's going on? How's he handling this? And I think he's handling it well. I mean, he shook hands. They met. O'Connor, Corey said that he allowed them in, his administration, incoming administration, to take a look at paperwork and so forth and so on. So it was all good. All good.
What now, during today, I'm sure it was the usual, because I just listened to a clip or two. I was getting ready with some other things. The usual, this is what happened during my tenure. This is the data. This is all the stuff. Is that pretty much what happened?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, stop the violence, the homicides are down. He talked about his administration inheriting a lot of, you know, issues when he became mayor. I talked about the first challenge that he had with the Fern Hollow Bridge collapse. He touted that. He talked about housing. You know, Mayor Gainey is very, very heavy on the unhoused and getting housing. He talked about the $600 million that he's getting from the state for the redevelopment of downtown, 1,000 units that, you know, we could foresee in the future, the NFL draft. I mean, these are the things that, whether you like him or not, if you're looking at it on paper, I'm just saying on paper, mm-hmm. to be there and hearing all of the things that he accomplished in the past 4 years. Now, I'm not a resident of the city of Pittsburgh, and I'm not going to say how people should think or feel because, of course, Corey O'Connor is the mayor-elect. So, I mean, on paper, it looks like there are some things that were done, but the residents of the city to determine that.
Now, this teeters on opinion, but it pretty much is fact, too, though. I think I will go to my grave and say, even though there are some things in some ways that Ed Gainey came off and I didn't really like, and in some things that he said or maybe some things that he did, I'll never say anything but it's a man who has an unyielding love for Pittsburgh and wants it to succeed. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. He is born and raised in the city of Pittsburgh. Hill District, Larmer Avenue area. I mean, he went on and on. Garfield, all of the neighborhoods that he said was a part of his upbringing, he gave them a shout out. The Hill District,
Homewood, Garfield. I mean, it was just the list of communities. He was born here, born and raised, bred. I mean, Pittsburgh is who he is. He was a state rep. So, I mean, he is a part of the city of Pittsburgh. I mean, you saw people were there crying. People were there, you know, shouting and excitement to see he is the first black mayor in the city of Pittsburgh. I mean, that's an accomplishment in itself. So one part of it is his time, his 4 years is over. You know, you're moving into a new direction with Corey O'Connor. So it's going to determine what Corey does moving forward. I mean, we know, you know, he's been saying it, he's been talking about it for years.
Did
crime.
He?
Stop the violence. Mm-hmm. I mean, getting housing for the unhoused. Those are important to his, in his vision is something that he wanted to see happen. And That's what we're witnessing.
Tamara Rush joining, our very own reporter. She was at City Hall today for Mayor Ganey's final State of the Union or State of the City. Now, either in what he said or in your intrepid reporting that you're so great at, do you know or has anybody said what he's going to do next, Tamara?
No, I was wondering if he was going to take questions because that was one of my questions for him. And it's just interesting to know. I mean, and a big question I would like to also ask, if there were anything he would do differently, what would that be? I mean, he could say nothing. He could say, you know, I've did everything
exactly how I wanted,
it. But I think that's a question that I have for him, because he went from being the elite to the most talked about in an unfavorable way. Over the past, 2 years, I would say. But he also talked about COVID. He was a mayor coming in while COVID was going on. You know, so you talk about the COVID money that he had to divvy into and take and plant and push and move around. But that all that money is gone. So what happens next? You know, you say he says that the city is in a favorable position once he leaves office. But, hey, we'll end up seeing that once Corey, you know, takes his first step in office. We'll see that.
But. Do you anticipate the people who regularly cover City Hall, like you, Rick Earl, you know, people like that who he may like or not like, do you think that there'll be one last opportunity to sit down with Mayor Ganey and he will take questions on the record?
I'm not sure, but I am interested in knowing that. And I'm also going to put a request into Olga to see if that can happen, because there's some things that I want to ask him that is set aside from this city itself and running the city. I just want to know what his thoughts are being the first black mayor in the city of Pittsburgh and how he sees things happening according to how people reported on him, you know, how people made these, you know, distinctions between him and the homeless situation was a huge situation. I think that was one of the most talked about stories that just never went away. He could never, ever get away from the homeless situation. And as much as he talked about today getting housing for, you know, the unhoused and the encampments that were downtown and, you know, whether they, you know, if they were there, if they weren't, some, he would say that they were gone, but they would be back and so forth and so on. But I think that was an issue that he couldn't shake. And I'm wondering if that issue in itself was something that he feels as though kind of was like, hey, this is it. This is it for you, bro.
Actually, one real quick one. How do you think, from your standpoint, the O'Connor administration will be to cover? Do you think that they'll be pretty open?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Corey was always open when he was on city council. I would call Corey. At this time, I was producing for John Cigna.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, his dad actually was the mayor at the time. But I would call Corey when he was on city council and, you know, have a cell phone and he would come on, he would go on anytime. I don't foresee that changing at all. That's just not, from what I know, that's just not what Corey O'Connor is. I think he's a great guy.
Fantastic stuff. I tell people all the time, you know why you're a great reporter, Tamara? Because you didn't go to college to be a reporter. You're just who you are.
Absolutely.
Fantastic stuff.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. That's our own Tamara Rush. We'll come right back in a minute, right here, KDK. This is fantastic. So apparently something's going on with like the board, the big board, and I'm not a technical guy at all. Trevin's producing. He is 9 million miles past me in the technical stuff. Margo is off today. She'll be back tomorrow. She's the same way. They get paid to figure out what this big board in front of me says, does, all of that kind of stuff. But anyhow, so something's happening where the person giving the updates, which is Paul, and then the baller is in there, David Ballerato, which makes it even more comical, that every time I talk and they're giving an update, it's like going through there. But I'm not talking during their updates. But nonetheless, it's like throwing them off. You know how hard it is to try to talk when somebody else is talking on the radio? It's incredibly hard. Or you hear music going through. Well, that's what's happening on our updates today. So you got people with like bunny ears out on the roof. You have people with tinfoil trying to fix stuff. You got everybody coming in trying to troubleshoot. And I'm just a guy that talks into a microphone. That's all I know. And I feel so bad. All these real technical people are trying to fix this. And honestly, I have a hard time plugging something into a wall. I mean, that's where my expertise ends. That being said, as always, you can listen to us 100.1 FM AM 1020 KDK or on that Audacy app, AUDACY. That's AUDACY. You can also watch us online, KDK's video stream. It's all presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Just go to KDKRadio.com, click on Watch KDK Radio's live stream. Check out our YouTube page. That is fantastic. Watch everything in our studio and be sure to subscribe to that YouTube page. That's a lot of fun. And then, well, you don't have to click it every day. It finds you. I do want to get into something in just a little bit about what people are saying that maybe puts you at ease in this air travel. At the top of the hour, though, I have a big question about Snap. Snap has been sort of all the rage in terms of a national topic. And I got to bring you some stuff about it at the top of the hour. But first, Jack's in Mount Lebanon. Hey, Jack.
Hi, Colin. How's the family?
It's great. Had a good weekend. Never long enough, but it is what it is.
Yes, sir. I understand.
Mm-hmm. How was your weekend?
Good. Hey, how about that Penn State game?
You know what? I saw somebody put this on social media, and it was very true. They listed the referee who was on the back end line. They listed his name, and they said, I think that we should applaud this guy because we always take these people to task when they get it wrong. And he seemed like the only one in America who in real time said that kid was in bounds when he caught the ball. And damn if he wasn't.
Yeah, yeah.
And
amazing.
I thought it was a great point that he officiated the game and got it right at full speed when everybody was like, there's no way that kid could have been in bounds. But what a fantastic football game.
He was a ballerina, that kid.
Oh, it was one of the best catches I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And man alive, I felt bad. I like Cignetti a lot, but I did feel bad for Terry Smith.
Well, is Cignetti from Rochester or something?
Indiana, Pennsylvania. His father had coached at IUP for a long time.
Oh, okay. Hey, I'd like to say happy 250th. To all my brother Marines out there.
Well, there you go, Jack. Good stuff. Is it have special meaning to you today?
Oh, it's older than the country.
You're right about that. Tell me about the first birthday that you remember when you were part of that very first Marine Corps.
Yes, at the Tun Tavern where it was founded.
Yes, sir. Before I let you go, did you stay up for the Steeler game?
Yes, sir.
Not a lot of fun.
No,
What's wrong with them?
I don't know. I think they're overconfident.
There we go. Succinct. I like it. And he may be right. Or the quarterback's just too old. Top of the hour. Been a lot of people talking about Snap. Well, I've got some data on it, and I think the truth needs to be in the middle somewhere. I'll explain. News top of the hour, KDK.